Okay, the June 17th, 2015 meeting of the Story County Board of Adjustments will come to order. Roll call, please.
Miller.
Here.
McGill.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Youngberg. Absent. Anderson. Absent.
Board members, you've been provided with a tentative agenda for tonight's meeting or this afternoon's meeting. Are there any changes or additions to note?
None.
Not having all in favor of approval of the agenda for this afternoon's meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, you were also provided as part of the packet for today the meeting minutes of the May 20th, 2015 meeting of the Board of Adjustments. Do we have any corrections or notes to those?
Move approval.
Second.
Okay. Then, hearing none, the minutes of the May 20th meeting will stand approved as they were transmitted. For those of you that may not have been to a Board of Adjustments meeting, I'd like to go through essentially what the process is. As we go to each case, the planning staff will present their report as a staff report. They will notate to us any letters or other communications that were received by the public prior to the meeting. We will then allow the applicant to present their case. If there are any comments from the public, we will allow time for the public to be heard. After the public comments, the applicant may have a closing statement. At that point in time, we will then essentially close the session, and we will deliberate the case, and we will come up with a solution today as we go down through that. So that's how we got. Has everybody signed in at the table on the way in? Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Do we have any public comments today that are not associated with any of the cases we're talking about? Okay. Hearing none, then we will move on to the first case that we have today, CUP 01-15, Buell Conditional Use Permit. So we might ask staff, please present.
Yeah, as stated, this is in regards to CUP 01-15, also known as the Buell Conditional Use Permit, of a property located in the northwest quarter of the northwest quarter of Section 5 in New Albany Township, which is approximately 3/4 mile from the city of Colo. 8.7 acres of land zoned A1. It's currently used for agricultural purposes. The property is currently open space with some agricultural crop ground production, and it's located in a cooperative planning area, Tier 2, and natural resource area of the land use framework map. Here you can see the surrounding property owner map, which was mailed to all surrounding property owners within 1/4 mile of the subject property, which is highlighted there in red. And just on the very south portion of that map is the city of Colo. The request is for a conditional use permit for construction of 150-foot tall monopole communications tower with 12 proposed antennas. There will also be an 11-by-29 equipment shelter, as well as a 50-kilowatt generator and 1,000-gallon propane tank, all located within a 70-by-75-foot leased area with access drive. The proposed tower will be erected and owned and managed by Verizon Wireless and or their assigns. Communication towers and facilities are considered a conditional use in the A1 Agricultural Zoning District, subject to supplemental standards, and all, as you know, conditional use permits are approved and denied by the Board of Adjustment after recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Here are the normal standards of approval that we look at for all conditional use permits. Staff noted with those, as with most, if not every communications tower, there are little concerns of the proposed development's conformance to traffic, parking, loading, sign, lighting, and or environmental protection. The application materials provided by the applicant confirm this. The commission or the board in this case were to agree with that statement, it shall determine the proposed development's conformance to compatibility and transition. Speaking to that, most communication towers within the unincorporated area of Story County are located in the A1 agricultural zoning district and are surrounded by agricultural cropland, of which this is also. And then we have the final five standards. Staff noted with regards to those that the supplemental standards of which there are several for communications towers, generally help to ensure that development does not negatively impact these standards. We also noted that there is, as I stated before, natural resource area located on the property, but that's all to the eastern half of the property. The tower is proposed to be located outside that natural resource area. Looking at the supplemental standards, which provided in detail in the staff report that was provided to you, our comments pertaining to those are that the applicant provided a map showing no communication towers within a mile radius of the proposed location and provided context stating that the search ring focused on the area immediately north of downtown Colo. The applicant did contact Central Iowa Rural Water Association regarding the water tower northeast of Colo, but AT&T already has occupied that tower. The applicant has stated that opportunities for co-locations were sought out as part of the acquisition process, but there were no other towers within the one-mile search area they were searching for. Letters B and D pertains to setbacks as well as separation distance from residences. That wasn't specifically addressed in the application narrative. However, looking at the site plan, staff was able to determine that from those construction plans that B and D are satisfied. The applicant provided a site acquisition request form stating that 150 foot is the minimum height required to offload the Colo Alpha site. Staff did note that the height of the tower is similar to other towers approved by county in the recent past. The leased area, 75 by 75, is proposed to be enclosed by a 6-foot wood fence with barbed wire at the top. This meets both the fencing requirements and screening requirements of the ordinance. The tower is proposed to be constructed of galvanized steel. We'll only have signage, which is required by the FCC, and only includes two porch-type lights, which will be located on the front and back of the equipment shelter. Excuse me. The application materials show the tower will have room for two or three more antennas for co-location in the future. Notifications were sent in accordance, as well as the case did undergo interagency review in accordance with our ordinance. Received no comments with regards to the subject today. We did at one point get a call from a surrounding property owner just asking questions about what was going on. Once those questions were answered, they had no concerns. And then the Planning and Zoning Commission did meet on June 3rd and recommended approval of this case to the Board of Adjustment with a unanimous vote. So with that, I leave you with the following four alternatives as usual. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions for staff? Looks pretty straightforward in terms of other installations that are similar. Does the applicant wish to make any statements today?
My name is Eddie Buell. I work for Buell Consulting. We're handling the real estate side of this for Verizon Wireless. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the staff for helping me throughout the application process and digging through the construction plans to get some of the requirements that they were needing. I think they summarized our request quite well. We're just looking to add additional tower to improve capacity in the area. The tower will be able to accommodate future carriers if they wish to co-locate on the tower in the future. And any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
The one statement that I would have a question about, it says that the 150 feet was the minimum, mm-hmm. but 150 feet is what you're going to do?
Yep, it'll
it's
be
not 150 plus or minus or...
Nope, it'll be 150.
It's 150.
It will
okay.
have a 9-foot tall lightning rod attached to the very tip.
Okay.
So it'll be a total height of 159, okay. but the antenna chip height will be 150.
It was just the one comment that says that we need 150 minimum to do that I was wondering whether we were ending up with 150 and a little more. Okay.
Yeah, that's pertaining to one of our supplemental standards, which requires okay. that an engineer has a sign-off stating that the tower is the minimum height required to accommodate the antennas
gotcha.
They're proposing. So okay. that's what that's pertaining
Thank
to.
Thank you. Any other question for the applicant?
Okay.
Fine. Do we have anybody else from the public that would like to speak to this? Okay. If not, then I presume that we will pass the concluding statements by the applicant as we go through that, and we will now close this for deliberation on KCUP 01-15. First things that we have to do is to validate, if you will, the findings of fact in the staff report.
Move to adopt the findings of fact in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Surrey County Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Second.
So we have a motion from McGill and a second from Scarlett to adopt the findings of fact in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Surrey County Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
McGill.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye. Okay, we start to move on to the decision, and the criteria that we've been through before are those of compatibility, transition, traffic, parking and loading, signs and lighting, and environmental protection. And obviously the staff has not noted any concerns associated with this.
Based on that, I move to approve the decision as outlined in the staff report prepared and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment.
Second.
So we have a motion from McGill and a second from Scarlett to approve the decision as outlined in the staff report prepared and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Okay, moving from that portion then.
You want to take a roll?
Pardon?
You want roll on that?
We should do that, shouldn't we? That would be appropriate. Roll, please.
Miller.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
My omission. So once again, we're dealing with something here that has no oddities to it or anything else like that. And so I believe we're at a point where we can do our order.
I move to approve the request as proposed by the applicant in case number CUP-0115, as discussed by the Board of Adjustment and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment, finding that all applicable legal principles have been satisfied.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Scarlett, a second from McGill to approve the request as proposed by the applicant in case CUP-01-15, as discussed by the Board of Adjustments and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board Zoning Board of Adjustments, finding that all applicable legal principles have been satisfied. Roll, please.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your diligence in putting together a clear application that allows us to move forward. Next item is we've got a staff item for conversation about the fence and wall regulations that we asked you to look at.
I believe there was a letter that I had drafted attached to that, and that came out of our meeting 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever it was now. Asking the board to review our fence regulations pertaining to that variance that we had that was approved. So any questions I got from the letter, the way I kind of drafted it was, we have a work program for 2015. Gosh, we're about halfway through that probably. So asking them just to consider it for our 2016 work program. As we've noted, there are a few things with the fence regulations that probably do need to be updated. I don't think they need to be fixed, but more just updated to, I guess, modernize the regulations. So
I know, yeah. I didn't really have anything. The main thing is get it on the plan.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that was what we're trying to do. So
yeah, that was kind of my attitude. Yep. I agree. More right. Like just clean it up, make it a little more updated.
So it sounds like you've got a consensus that says we can move forward on that.
We'll have the chair sign it then.
Any other comments from the board?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. With this conditional use permit that we just approved, why did it come here? I mean, if the Board of Adjustment or the Board of Planning and Zoning approved it, why did it come here?
It's a conditional use permit, and when you have zoning regulations, you'll typically have principal permitted uses in your zoning district, and those uses are kind of the main use that's allowed in the property. For example, a single-family dwelling is typically a principal permitted use. Then you'll have accessory uses on the property. Accessory uses are sheds, stuff like that. We just talked earlier before this, kind of ham towers or personal towers for internet or something like that. And then you have conditional uses. And the way that state code and our zoning ordinance reads is that a conditional use has to be approved by the Board of Adjustment. We there's been debate in the past if we even need to take conditional use permits to the Planning and Zoning Commission if we can't just bring them straight to the Board of Adjustment, but it's something that we've always done, and I think legally we're okay by doing it that way because it's nice just to have that recommendation come to the Board of Adjustment.
I'm just thinking it was so cut and dry.
Yep, right. Yep, but this one was.
Yeah, why didn't we just say, okay.
And some history on this one, too, and I think if you look at the findings of fact, you kind of notice that they started this whole process, I believe.
Almost a year ago?
Yeah, May of 2014. So we've been working
at
the staff level with them for almost a year, and that's why it was so seamless from you, because we've been working through a lot of oddities through this application. So.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Good question. Anything else from staff?
Yeah, two things. First of all, I don't know if you've met Andrew. You seem to be looking at him like he was going to get up from the public and speak. And I didn't know if he's come to a Board of Adjustment meeting or not, but he's our summer intern right now.
Okay.
So he's here until Iowa State starts back up on, what, August 20th, I think, 24th. So I think you're here through the 21st. So the only other thing is, and you guys probably, well, you did hear this spiel about a year ago from Leanne, but I am on short time here. I have accepted a job with the City of Independence, Missouri, and I will be starting there on July 13th, so my last day with the county will be July 10th, so excited for a new opportunity, I guess. It's really bittersweet at the same time because I've been here in different capacities for almost 10 years now, so... this will be my last Board of Adjustment meeting for sure. I don't think we're probably going to have a meeting for you guys in July anyways. But if you know of anybody out there who's looking for a planning and development director position, put them in contact with our website, I guess, and they can look up there and see if they'd apply. So,
okay.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate working with you and we wish you well.
Thank you very much.
As you move forward with your career. So
thank
congratulations.
You.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Is Independence, is that more of a home jump to you?
No,
is
it's
just
not actually. I'm from Dubuque, so my wife is from Newton, so there really isn't any tie there. It's just I've always kind of wanted to get into city planning and county planning. County planning is fine and it's nice and it's exciting at times, but city planning is kind of, as planners, what you're really taught to do. So I've always kind of wanted to get into that. And, a few years ago, before I even got the director position here, me and my wife had kind of talked about places that we would move to. And Independence is a suburb of Kansas City, and Kansas City was always a place that was on our list. So when the job came open, I gave it a shot, and obviously, and that went well. So.
Good
for you.
Excellent.
Good for you.
Yes. Appreciate that.
Wish
you
luck.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anything else? Okay. And if not, we will stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
Yay.